Hello and welcome to our brand new podcast, First Impressions. I'm your host, Grace, and we've got our first guest. We have lab manager from Maintainers, Chris Cooper. Chris, thank you for joining us and being our first guest.
You're welcome.
Very excited to have you.
Thank you for having me.
To start off, we just want to get to know you a bit and just about your role. So what is a bit of your background? Can you tell us?
Yes, I've been in the industry for 24 years. So I've got plenty of experience. I worked in two other labs previously. It's just been a continuation of that, really.
That's really good. Yeah. Did you kind of like fall into it, or did you kind of know that you wanted to get into it?
Kind of fell into it, really. Yeah. But once I got into the industry and what it was all about, it was just perfect for me because I like to create things, design things. I like to be hands-on, practical.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hence why I've been in it for 24 years.
Never look back.
Never look back.
Yeah, and it's obviously it's growing a lot, isn't it? Like the whole digital...
Massively.
...dentistry.
Yeah, when I started, it was all physical impressions and casting models and...
Yeah.
A lot of it now is, it's all digital and it's come on so much since I started. Yeah, it's like a different world, a completely different world.
Has it helped you? Like in the lab with the whole digital
impressions. Oh, massively, yeah. I mean, it's so quick. You know, you get a digital scan through online and you can have designed it in a couple of minutes and away you go. So quick turnaround, especially for us.
Mm.
With a one-day turnaround, it's absolutely perfect.
What was your first role in the lab like? How did you find it?
The first role, I was a plasterwork.
Tell us about that.
Well, like I say, going back to impressions, it was mainly casting the impressions, getting them ready for restorations we worked on. So, started from doing that. But very, very quickly, I started doing restorations, crowns and bridges, and inlays and stuff like that. So it didn't take long to find my feet. Yeah.
Do you prefer orthodontic work or do you have a preference?
I do now. Yeah. I did crown and bridge for a long, long time. But orthodontics is definitely my favourite field.
That's good.
Because you're still creating stuff. You are creating stuff in all aspects of dentistry.
It's very tedious, isn't it, in the lab? It's a lot of the same kind of thing.
It can be a lot repetitive. But because every client and every patient is different, there is always that variety as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The whole, like, creating something as well, I can imagine, is quite rewarding.
Yeah, there's pride in what you're doing as well, because I'm a perfectionist, so that helps, because everything's got to be absolutely spot on from start to finish.
Yeah.
It doesn't go out of the lab unless I'm 100% happy with it.
I was going to ask, is there any time that you've not sent something out because you wasn't happy?
Never.
It's always you've double-checked, triple-checked everything and made sure.
Yeah, and that's why it's... like I said, I'm a perfectionist, so everything has to be spot on.
That's really good.
Yeah. And I think it's standards as well. You've got to have high standards.
Yeah, I think especially for stuff like dental work and that kind of thing, it's really important. Who influenced you most in your early career? Did you have any or...?
I'm not quite sure. I had guidance from my first manager.
Yeah.
But I sort of just found my own way of doing things. He definitely was a good mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
When I first started out, He's retired now, but... I'd definitely say he definitely helped, because it was the lab that started as well was renowned for being one of the best in Derbyshire.
Oh, wow.
So, I started high.
Yeah. Mm. And how big was the team there?
There was about five or six. It wasn't a huge lab, but it was very efficient.
Yeah. I think that's the thing as well about labs. It's usually quite small in the departments that you work.
Yeah.
So you're all quite like close and like having to really learn about each other and work
together. You get to know everybody's characteristics and and how people work.
Yeah.
And it's... it's a good mix.
Yeah, it's good to learn.
It's a good mix, definitely.
That's good. When did you realise you enjoyed the operational side of running a lab?
I've always liked to be in a sort of managerial sort of role. But in my previous lab, I was second in command.
Yeah. So
I did have that experience coming in. I've always liked to be efficient in sort of leading the way. Yeah. Best way to put it. I do like to be a leader.
Yeah. 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 So that's a good thing. A lot of awareness. Some people don't even really know.
Yeah.
So you kind of like take something from each lab, each role, and now you're the lab manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a good mixing part, I suppose, throughout my career to get to this point. Yeah.
Always evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. How would you describe your leadership style now compared to when you first started?
I think because I had the previous experience, I think it's not really changed that much.
Yeah.
I think you've got to lead with authority.
Yeah.
But also be fair, because, yeah, I think you've got to be calm under pressure, and that feeds off onto your staff as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I think it's a good influence. It gives you a nice, it's a nice way, place to work into when, yeah.
Yeah, because they kind of have to have like that role model, don't they? Like the captain of the ship that's running the ship.
Because they also need to, you know, I tell them the instructions, and then it's their responsibility. You've got to give them the freedom as well.
Yeah.
But also need to, like I say, steady the ship if anything does go wrong.
Yeah, because I can imagine there's so much detail in a lab. Like you have to really focus in on
a lot. There's a lot going off.
A lot,
all the time, yes.
You can't have eyes on the back of your head.
So there's a lot of spinning plates that you've got to manage. And,
I can imagine.
But no, I thrive off it. I do love it. I do love the challenge of that environment. So
So for someone like me who's not really seen much of inside the lab, can you just walk us through what happens when a scan comes into your inbox?
Well, where do I start? There's a lot that happens.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, basically we have to check the scan, make sure that the scan is able to be worked on.
Yeah.
Because that's really important. If there's imperfections in the scan, then it's not going to fit the mouth. So we check the scan, and once we're happy with that, it then gets designed. We have to put a base onto it. And then, yes, it's just an ongoing process. It gets, it has to go into 5X trim, so we have to design a cut line for when the restoration is made, the appliance is made, sorry. And then it goes, once that scan's been designed, it goes onto a 3D printer.
Yeah.
And once it becomes a 3D appliance, so yeah, then it goes into a wash.
A wash.
Basically, the wash is all the excess resin that comes off from the printer. That all gets cleaned up nice and easy. And then it goes into a curing box. That's basically, so all the resin is completely set. And then it goes onto a vacuum former. So depending on whether it's a retainer, night guard, or mounting tray, it will go into the vacuum form with the correct material. That gets vacuum formed. And then it goes onto a cutting machine.
Mm.
So that basically cuts out the finish line of the appliance.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, it comes to me for me to polish it and to check it off.
So a lot of steps.
A lot of steps, yeah. A lot of processes. Yeah. And every single process does have to be meticulously checked. And because at any step of the way, if it doesn't look right, it doesn't look like a lab.
So are you overlooking the steps constantly?
Yeah, well, because also once they come off the resin printer, I then have to check them to make sure that there's not been any printing errors.
Yeah.
So again, nearly every single step of the way I am checking to make sure that everything is as it should be.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine when you have like so many cases a day, it is go, go, go.
Because we do a lot of blocking out on CAD cam now.
Okay.
But I still have to check to see, because sometimes people want Pontics put in gaps so they don't close up and stuff like that. So you need to make sure that all that's been done as well. So there is a lot of, I could go on and on and on, but yeah, there is a lot of stage that need checking.
Throughout the process. That was really good. What small details make the biggest finish for the final cut?
Because they're all going in patients' mouths, the comfort and the finish of the actual appliance is very, very important, because if you've got any tiny little sharp edges that have not been polished properly, the patient will tell. So it's mainly the finish, I think, the polishing side that's really important.
Yeah.
But also to make sure, because some dentists like different distances from the gingival margin. They like a bit more of the appliance. Some like it even cut short of the gingival margin. So it all depends on the preference of the dentist and the preference of the patient as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think ultimately, as long as the cut line is correct, because it's going in somebody's mouth, it's got to be as comfortable as possible.
I can imagine it, yeah, being quite rewarding in that sense.
It is, when it's especially when, you know, you get good feedback as well. It's because at the end of the day, you're helping people.
Yeah.
This job, you're helping people to improve the smile, to improve all aspects of dentistry, really.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's really nice. How do you prevent cases from getting, say, stuck or delayed? Because your lab, it's all next day.
Yeah. One major thing is the instructions being passed over correctly. Because, say, there's not enough instructions for us to make that appliance.
Yeah.
We don't want to go ahead in case we know exactly what the dentist wants.
Yeah.
And also, I said previously that the scans have to be absolutely spot on, because if there is any imperfections in there, we don't want to risk it not fitting in the mouth. There's basically, as long as there's clear instructions, the scan is okay, and that's the main two things really that we go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of like before it even comes to you, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a story of the workflow that naturally demonstrates control and organisation?
What's the question that is?
You can have a think.
Well, it is about efficiency. I mean, like I said, because there are so many stages to go through, every single stage has to be meticulously done properly.
Yeah.
And if that protocol is followed, then the rest kind of takes care of itself. Concentration, definitely. Everything has to be absolutely spot on. But yeah, I think that because there's stages, as long as everyone is followed, then you can't really go wrong. And obviously, I'm checking every stage as well to make sure that they are done properly.
Yeah.
So because it is a constant flow as well. So if one stage is missed out, the rest can
it can't
fall.
Yeah.
It can't function.
Yeah.
It's like dominoes.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's so because I do it so often, it's kind of just completely natural.
Second nature to you.
It's second nature. You still have to obviously constantly be on it.
Yeah, you can't have a bad day, can you?
No, you can't. No. I mean, especially when you're in control, you're responsible for everybody's roles as well.
Yeah.
So.
You kind of answered this before, but I'm going to ask you if there's anything else. What can dentists do that make your job easier and ensure the best possible outcome? I know you spoke about, obviously, the instructions before on the scan.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, or are they the main factors?
I think for quick turnover, I think digital scans are definitely the way forward. We do still get quite a lot of physicals.
Yeah.
And they can run into problems, because if the impression's not exactly perfect, it can cause, when we scan it through ourselves, it can cause issues that does delay the process. So that's probably the main thing I'd say. But yeah, it is just checking that the scans are perfect before they come to us. And yeah, just making sure we've got the right instructions.
Yeah.
Because we don't ever want to make a job where we're not 100% sure exactly what the dentist wants.
Yeah, because I suppose the tiniest detail could change everything.
It can, yeah.
Yeah,
it can.
For someone wearing something, say 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we do dual lamets and they want the soft side not contact the teeth, they want it on the outside of the teeth. So, and if they don't put on the instructions, we'll never know, because there always is, well, 9 times out of 10, it is soft side against the teeth.
For
maximum comfort, but sometimes they want it the other way around. So, it's just being 100% clear about exactly what they want, and then we can carry on.
That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Scanners are becoming such a big part of modern dentistry, like it's really growing constantly. How has that changed how labs work, and what's your thoughts? I know you kind of touched on how digital impressions are better for a quick turnover.
Especially for us with our next day turnover.
Yeah.
It's so much quicker.
Yeah.
So much quicker. And also, it must be for the dentist so much better as well, because they're not having to use impression material, impression trays.
Yeah.
And it, also for the patient's comfort, I think a scan would be a lot better.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of for us, I think it's so much, it is, you know, the scan comes in and it could be in physical form within half an hour, probably even less.
Mm.
Whereas with the physicals, it's a lot longer process.
Yeah, because I imagine, I think stuff like the moisture kind of affects impressions. And
it
stuff
can
like
because
that.
It also, yeah, if they're not fully wrapped up properly in the bag and the time it takes to get to the lab, if there's any sort of dried out impression material that can distort, and it just won't fit the mouth.
Yeah.
So yeah, in terms of risk of distortion, a scan is just so much better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's always like a quicker. Excuse me. So it's like for a quick turnover, like it's a lot better.
Well, definitely quick turnover, but also just it's a lot more efficient. I think digital scans now are so much more efficient, and I think they're a lot more accurate too.
Yeah,
I think because, like I say, the impression material, there is always that chance of distortion, or even when you take the impression out of the mouth, it can pull.
Yeah,
and then that's not an effective, it's not an accurate scan, should I say?
So many things.
Impression of the mouth.
Yeah, because such a tiny factor could change the whole thing, making nothing.
Because we are working to microns effectively, in terms of what fits on the patient's teeth. Yeah, it is so important that everything is absolutely spot on and perfect. Mm.
So the next day turnaround is your lab, and that is next day is a standard.
Mm.
How do you ensure, like, the whole behind the scenes, everything is running and facilitating for that next day?
Well, it's a good question, that, because a lot of dentists just don't believe it can actually be done.
Mm.
But we're proof that it can. So what we do is we make sure that everything that we agree to make, we guarantee we can do next day. And also, we're constantly evolving as well. So, you know, if we're getting a lot more work in, we'll get more equipment, get more staff. So we are always evolving in terms of what, because it's what we do, it's a difficult question to answer, because it's the norm to us to be able to do this.
Yeah.
But so as we break it down, it's just constant efficiency, structure. Every single step of the way has to be done properly, meticulously checked as well by me. And then that's the thing, as long as all that, and also that the appliances that we do make, they are able to be done pretty quick as well.
Yeah.
That does help, but they all also have to be done to my standard as well, Matt, because there's a certain quality that we produce, and it can't ever fall short of that.
Mm.
So yeah, I think that is basically it. We are just, we're a leading lab in that, I think, and I'm very proud of it. And it's, like I say, it's just what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's really impressive as well. Like, you've all built that as well. Like, you are the captain of the ship.
That's it,
team.
Yeah, we have sort of built this from the ground up. Yeah, we started off by doing samples.
Mm.
We had one major client, and then within 2-3 months, we had over 100 clients. I mean, so we are clearly doing something
right,
very right. And also something that's never been done before as well.
Yeah.
So like I say, dentists can't believe that we can get, if they send their job in by 2 o'clock, that they can have it in their practice the next day. And we are constantly proving that we can. And it's also a pride thing as well, because because it's a promise. We are very, very, we pride ourselves on being able to deliver, and we do deliver.
That's really good. Very impressive. So is next day really about speed, or is it more about planning?
Planning, definitely.
Planning,
Obviously you need the speed, but you can't have the speed if the prep work's not right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just wouldn't work. There'd be too much speed and not enough haste, really.
And what is the prep work?
Like I touched on earlier, it's making sure them scans are absolutely perfect. I mean, what that is the bottom line. If the scan is perfectly worked on, then everything else sort of takes care of itself in terms of structure. And so, the base of it is the scan, the correct instructions, and then we do our thing.
No, that's good. So you've got 2 new members coming.
Yes.
How would you go about training them to hit your standards? Because I know everything is just polished with your structure.
I'll be their mentor.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that everything that they do is exactly up to my standards, the lab standards. The quality as well has to be, exactly how I want it. Well, that's the thing, that they are very quick learners.
Yeah.
Because they've been in recently to look around, and they tried the machines and they did very well. So I've got every confidence that they will.
That's good.
I can mould them into being perfect members of the team.
Mm, very motivating. So when we think about quality, what does it mean next day? Does it mean it's quality because it's next day's standard? Or is it quality as in the products itself, or is it a bit of both?
The quality at the end has to be the product.
Yeah.
Because that, when a patient is wearing a retainer in the mouth, they're not going to be thinking, oh, the quality is because I got this the next day. They're going to be thinking because it feels comfortable to wear in the mouth.
Mm.
So, they do go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the quality has to be the product.
Yeah.
Everything else, leads up to that. But the quality has to be, again, in every single step of the process. Otherwise, the quality end won't be there. Yeah. Ultimately, the quality has to be the product.
Mm. So we touched on digital dentistry and how it's growing. What is something that you think can help labs like yours evolve in the next few years? Is it some new machinery? Is it a different process? What is there something that comes to mind?
I think in terms of our process, I think we have got it exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
So, I think when we grow, it will just be a case of more equipment, more machines, just so we can hit those targets, those demands for the workload.
Yeah.
But in terms of what we do right now, I think we have got it pretty much.
Got it good.
Got it good.
Perfected it.
That's it. Yeah.
How big of a difference maker is the next day service, do you think, for dental practices?
I think it's huge, because especially with retainers. Time matters, and teeth move, and the quicker you can get the patient back in to fit that retainer, the better it is. So we have had actually one practice say it's been revolutionary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That quick turnover.
Yeah.
And also for the patients, how often can a patient go to a dentist and, get an appliance the next day? It's just never been done before. So I think for everybody all round, it's just an absolute, it's a brilliant service.
Yeah, definitely.
And like I say, it's something that people can't believe can be possible, but we're proving it can be.
Yeah.
Time and time again.
Yeah, I think it works well in, say, for things like you offer whitening trays. If someone decides they want to do whitening, you get excited and you want to just do it now.
Especially today's society where everything is next day. You know, you order something on Amazon, you get it next day. So it's that sort of thing as well. People expect, well, not expect, but people want things straight away. And we're now doing that in the dentistry world. So, yeah.
I know I'm the exact same for the next day. It kind of, you just get used to it, don't
you? Do,
you
do. And that's the thing.
You do expect it.
Because everybody's buying things online now, they want it next day. So why not do that?
And now you can offer it.
With us as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, Chris, what do you think makes a great lab different to an average one?
Quality of product, quality of staff.
Yeah.
Quality of equipment, and also just efficiency. And everybody all working together, all wanting the same thing. It just needs to be a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
Which ours is.
Yeah.
And also just taking pride in coming to work, taking pride in what you're doing, the service you're providing. It all sort of merges together into the mixing pot of the best place you can work in terms of lab.
So like having a good foundation and just working with that. Every single piece to the puzzle has to fit.
Every single thing. Yeah. Every single thing.
So, generically, where do you see orthodontic appliance labs evolving?
Well, I can only speak for hours.
That's fine.
That's
you
all
do
that.
Matters. Yeah.
In terms of our lab, I think it's just, again, doing what we're doing, but growing even further and even growing nationwide. I mean, who's to say that our lab can't have labs in different parts of the country?
Yeah.
To our standards.
Yeah.
And we could grow even further that way, not just containing to one lab, but we can spread it all, because that would also help with deliveries as well. If you've got labs across the country,
definitely.
Delivery times, that dare I say, could even be same day delivery.
Oh, wow. I think also.
Should call that bit out.
I suppose that kind of ties hand in hand with physical impressions as well.
Yes.
So if they have a shorter distance to send it off to them.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, if you've got physical impressions still.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, because that is another part of it which delays the fact that we have to wait for them to be delivered. That could take 2, 3, 4 days.
Yeah.
So, whereas a digital scan, it's just instant. It's there in seconds.
Yeah, that's good. I know you've touched on a lot of how you've built the structure and everything in your lab, and it all just works. What is the most thing that you're proud of in your lab? Is it like the experience that you carry and how it's helped kind of blossom into this lab, or is there anything else?
There's quite a few factors, I think. I'm proud of my team.
Yeah.
Proud of how they work under my leadership. I'm proud of the quality of our product, definitely. Because ultimately, if the quality is not there, we'll not get return custom.
No.
that has to be the main. But because of the quality of the staff, the quality of the equipment, and just the way that the lab is run, again, that's hand in hand with the end product.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm proud of all factors, really.
That's good. But yeah.
I'm just so proud of how far we've come in such a short space of time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the evolution is crazy.
Yeah.
It's really good, and it's all just working, all going well.
It is. That's it. It's because we work to such. We're so finely tuned now with what we do. That, like I say, a job comes in at 2 o'clock, it's out the door by 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the quality is always the same.
Yeah.
Whether it comes in first thing in the morning,
yeah.
2 o'clock, it's always the same.
That's so good.
Otherwise, it doesn't go out the door.
Because you'll be checking it.
I'll be checking.
So, what keeps, I know it's, you worked in this industry for a long time. What keeps you motivated and the team motivated?
I think just helping, doing a good job. Well, not just a good job, a quality job.
Mm.
Yeah. Because every day, although you're doing the same appliances every day, every patient is different.
Yeah.
So that keeps it, that keeps the variety. But yeah, I think just always giving everything you've got, taking pride in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that is ultimately the goal.
Mm.
Yeah. Because this industry is helping people.
You know, definitely.
We are helping people with even confidence as well.
Yeah.
Somebody has a perfect smile, it does help.
Yeah, I think as well, everyone's going back to the natural look. Like, it was very, the whole aesthetics thing is just absolutely blown up, and now people are realising it's not what they want.
Mm.
And it's like their old natural smile back, and they can't say some people have had veneers, didn't really know about composite bonding.
Mm.
So I think it's really important being able to help people with the confidence.
It is, yeah. And that is it, isn't it? It's just, you know, somebody can walk into a dentist feeling quite low.
Yeah.
And after our treatment.
Yeah.
You know, they've got that uplift and it doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Yeah.
It's very rewarding.
That's good.
Yeah,
I can imagine. My last question. If you could give one piece of advice to practices about working with labs, what would it be?
Communication. Definitely.
Yeah.
You can't, as long as there's like plenty of dialogue, instructions, you can't really go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the scans as well. I keep bringing up the scans.
Making sure
that. I think as long as you've got a good rapport and communication is constant, then you can't really go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That relationship, I suppose, with the practices.
It's very important. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do have good relationships as well with all our practices.
Well, you clearly, because they're coming back.
That's it, yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching our first episode of First Impressions with Chris Cooper, the Maintainers Lab Manager. Everyone could like and follow and comment down below who they'd like to see on next. Thank you and good night.